So we are moving on, speaking about the Avodas. And tonight we're speaking about, in many ways, the fourth and final of the Avodas Hadam, what comes after sanctifying the animal, and then we have Shechita, Kabbalah, and Holacha. And now we are talking tonight about Zrikas Hadam. The idea that you sprinkle blood is found in Chumash explicitly, in Parshas Vayikra, in a bunch of different psukim. But we have it already at the way beginning. V'shachar es ben habakar lefnei Hashem. We're talking here about the carbon ola. Torah tells you shecht it, v'hikrivu, you then bring it closer, which is some sort of a reference to Kabbalah and Holacha. V'zarku es hadam al ha-mizbeach saviv. And a person then goes along and they sprinkle the blood. We have this by the carbonos that we sprinkle the blood. That's true with the carbon ola, achatas, and asham. It's true with the shlamim. It's true with all the brachor, meiser, and pesach. All the karbanos, we always involve a degree of zrikas hadam. That's point number one. There's something called zrikas hadam. Point number two about zrika, we'll have some introductory points, then we'll speak about the goal of zrika. Point number two is that zrika needs to be done by a kohen. The Gemara tells us that shechita is kshera bizarre, but kabbalah, holacha, and zrika need to be performed by a kohen. The Gemara in Zvachim and Davdala tells us that while Kabbalah and Holacha have to be done by a Kohen, if a Zar does it, if a non-Kohen does it, he's not Chayav Misa. However, when it comes to Zrika, if a non-Kohen does Zrika, then he is Chayav Misa. He's Chayav Misa. That may point to a phenomenon we'll come back to, that in looking at all the different Avodah, we spoke about how maybe Holacha is a little bit of like a lower tier kind of an Avodah on some level, implications for if it's really so critical, non-Kohanim and things like that. So is it possible that Zrika is maybe the opposite, and Zrika is like the purest, highest caliber, but this is one that if a non-Kohen does, you're considered to be Chayav Misa. So one, Zrika is found by all the Karbanos. Number two, if a non-Kohen does it, you're Chayav Misa for it. The third thing when it comes to Zrika, this is in the Gemara on Daf Dal and Zvachim as well as on Daf Yagimel, but in other contexts also, it's really Pesukim already in Chumash, that if a person has thoughts, Shalo Lishma, just like if Shachat or Kibel or Halacha from Machlokes Tanaim, but Zrika also, Shalo Lishma, apostles a carbon. Zrika is significant enough that if a person is Zorik and they have in mind the wrong Kavana, so that is going to be puzzle, that is going to be able to be Shalo Lishma, which again has a certain impact for different Karbanos. Another sort of phenomenon when it comes to Zrika, which is very important to know, this is true if you look just even in the Mishnayos and Ezehu Mekoma that we say in the morning. The Rambam elaborates, quotes other Ma'amari Chazal and summarizes this very nicely in Perek Hey, Halachas Vav through Ches in Hilchos Maisa HaKarbanos, that even though there's a din of Zrika with all of the Karbanos, there are distinctions between the Karbanos in a couple of different directions. How many times are you Zorik? So that is a bit of a question. With the Ola, Asham, and Shlamim as an example, you do two Zrikas, each on opposite corners, so it's like Shnayim, Shein, Arba, it covers all four sides. So I throw in that corner, and I throw in that corner, but it's two main sprinkles when it comes to the Ola, Asham, and Shlamim. Chatas, however, has four. Chatas has four Zrikas. Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach, I believe, have only one Zrika. So sometimes not all Karbanos are the same as far as how many Zrikas you do. Not all, that's point number one. Point number two, not all the Karbanos are the same for where you are even Zorik. Some of the Karbanos on lower parts of the Mizbeach, some of the parts on a little bit higher sections of the Mizbeach. And as we know from Yom Kippur, as we know even from Mishnayos and Ezehu Mekoman, sometimes we sprinkle not even on the regular Mizbeach, but we sprinkle towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the Aron, the Kapores, that we sprinkle not only limited, but the location is different also. Not only is the amount of Zrikas different, and not only can the location shift, but also the way in which you are Zorek can be different. Am I Zorek with a Kli, with a vessel? Am I Zorek with my Etzba? Am I Zorek in a little bit more of a pouring act, more of a throwing act? There may be different dinim when it comes to the Zrika. Unsurprisingly, because there are different halachas for how you're Zorik, because there are different halachas for the details of what Zrika looks like in different karbanos, So the Zrika becomes a very, very helpful way sometimes to figure out the nature of a carbon. That maybe the kind of carbon that only has one Zrika is a certain kind of carbon. The kind of carbon that has a lot of Zrikas is a different kind of carbon. I'll say the most basic way, we'll elaborate this in a minute or so, but if part of the goal of Zrika, of being Zorik, is causing Kapara, that's how the Kapara comes, so unsurprisingly, the carbonos with the least amount of Kapara, like Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach, have the least amount of Zrikas. The carbonos with the most amount of Kapara, such as carbon Chatas, has the most amount of Zrikas, has four Zrikas. That there are differences in how that works. Whether it always lines up, and what about Ola, and what about Usham, and things like that, maybe we'll speak about a different time. But broadly speaking, you can extract a lot about a carbon, you can extract a lot about a carbon based on its halachas of Zrika. That's all background. What I want to try to focus on tonight a little bit, I'm drinking the bottle, if that's okay. Okay. What is the goal of Zrika? What does being Zorik the blood accomplish? What does it accomplish? So we're going to try to point out tonight at least three things that it accomplishes to elaborate on them a bit. And hopefully we'll have another week or two about Zrika, where we'll speak about, can we isolate these? Are the situations where one applies, not the other? But we're going to try to elaborate on three purposes of being Zorik the blood. The first purpose of why we are Zorek is a Gemara in Zvachim Andav Vav. Gemara tells us in Zvachim Andav Vav, Ein kapara ela bidam, shenemar ki adam hu banefesh yichaper. The Torah tells us, Chazal learned in the Gemara in Zvachim, there Andav Vav, that the way that a person achieves kapara is through Zrika. Zrika is how a person comes along and they are able to acquire kapara. Because of this Gemara, part of what's behind this Gemara, Reb Chaim pointed out in the Chishya Grach al Hashas, Psachim, on Tzadiches Mebeis, Reb Chaim pointed out that in that sense, Zrika is actually very different than all of the other Avodas. Shechita, Kabbalah, and Holacha are really all there to help almost like prepare the animal, prepare the blood. It's more of what you would call a hechsher of the karbon. More of a hechsher of a preparatory act. The ikker chovas habaylim, the primary chid of on the baylim, is only fulfilled at Zrika. Zrika is when the kapara really comes, and if you have a Zrika, you're yotze your chiyah. And if you don't have a Zrika, you're not yotze your chiyah. So in analyzing a little bit the relative value of the different karbanos, Chaim points out this idea of in kapara ela bidam isn't just a technical point that Zrika causes kapara, but rather that this establishes that Zorik is different, Zrika is different from the other avodas. This may help explain why if a Zar does Zrika, you're chayv misa. It's a more intense, definitional, critical kind of an avoda. There is a question that the Rishonim ask, about the role of it, of Zorik being Mechaper, which is, how can the Gemara in Zvachim say on Davav, Ein Kapara Ela Bidam? The Gemara tells us in Meseches Psachim and Daf Nuntes Amidbeis that Kapara actually comes when the Kohanim eat the carbon. Therefore, wonder some of the Rishonim and some of the Achronim, how can we say that the purpose of Zrika, the purpose of Zorik, of Zrika's Hadam, is in order to cause kapara? Doesn't the Gemara say in Psachim, Kohanim ochlim uba'alim mischaprim, that when the Kohanim eat their portion of the carbon chatas, that causes kapara? What's the pshat? So Tosfos in Tzvachim comments, it's true, achila causes kapara, and sprinkling the blood causes kapara, but Tosfos writes, mikol makdom ikir kapara eino ela bidam. The primary kapara, the most critical part of the kapara, the part of the kapara which if you get your yotze your chiyav is done through the dam. There are additional layers of kapara that a person acquires when the kohanim come along and they eat it. There seems like there's a secondary element of kapara which come through achila of the kohanim, but the primary kapara really comes bidam. The Mikdash David, we quoted a couple times already, has a different pshat. What's the real kapara? The dam, the zrikas hadam, or the eating of the kohanim. So the Mikdash David says what he thinks possibly what happens, you zorik the dam, and then you eat the karbanos. Says the Mikdash David, the efshar kisha ochlem hakohanim habasar, maybe when the kohanim eat it, then hakapara chala limafreya. That once the kohanim eat it, then retroactively, we view there as having been kapara from the dam. It's almost like the dam maybe is the one that does it, but it's like held up a little bit, one way of saying it, until the kohanim eat, and then it's able to retroactively be viewed as if the dam really did it. Ad Khan, we saw the following. When it comes to Zrikas Hadam, Zorik has certain halachas, he has to have in mind lishma, so low lishma can cause problems. We saw that a Kohen has to do it, if not, the Zar does it, he's Chayav Misa. We saw there are different ways to sprinkle, different locations where you could sprinkle, and different amounts of time that a person would engage in Zrika. And we saw that there are different purposes. What's the goal of Zrikas Hadam? So the first thing that we saw tonight, the goal is one of kapara, but Chaim emphasized that's the unique nature of Zorek, of Zrikas Hadam. But what about Achila? Does that play a role at all? Not so clear. In light of, again, this idea that the purpose of being Zorek is for kapara, it does, again, make sense why the Karban Chatas has four sprinkles on different additional areas of the Mizbeach. It may make sense why on Yom Kippur even, the Zrikas we do are internal to Kodesh HaKadoshim, a lot more at stake there in a certain sense, and perhaps the more a Karban is focused on kapara, perhaps, the more that the Zrikas play a particular kind of role, at least generally speaking. Hopefully we'll have time for a different time speaking about Asham and the like. Clarity is a whole thus far. One, two, and yeah, what's up? I don't know. Gotta look it up. I don't think so. No. They were talking about all... No. For now, talking about all... Karbanos there. Okay. Number two. What else does Zorek do? So there is another reason, another function of Zrikas Hadam. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Samech Gimel is speaking about a phenomenon called a Lav Shebeklalos. A Lav Shebeklalos. Lav Shebeklalos, and Mahok Sari shown him even what exactly that means, Samech Gimel and Sanhedrin, Tosfos, the Rambam, the Ramban, and Sefer HaMitzvos. But it seems on some level to be a phenomenon where there is a particular pasuk. That from that pasuk we learn lots of different separate kinds of halachas, lav shebeklalos. And the Gemara speaks about how ein lokin a lav shebeklalos. The person violates a lav shebeklalos, they don't get malkos for it. One of the psukim that the Gemara quotes as an example of a lav shebeklalos is the pasuk of lo sochlu al hadam. Lo sochlu al hadam. What does lo sochlu al hadam come to teach us? So not from the Gemara, that is the makar of the Gemara in Brachos quotes, for not eating before you daven, lo sochlu al hadam. But the Gemara here in Sanhedrin quotes different things that we learn from it. One is, binayin la'ochel min ha-behema, quotem to teite nafsho, shubalosa say, you can't eat from an animal before the animal is fully dead. That's one thing we learn, lo sochlu al hadam, that's one thing that we learn. One of the things that the Gemara quotes Rabbi Akiva, who learns from this pasuk, Sanhedrin, if the Sanhedrin essentially kills someone, Paskin, someone is Chayav Misa, on that day they shouldn't eat the whole day. Eat Toam and Klum, Kozo Yom, Lo Shochlu Al Hadam. There it means, don't eat while you're responsible for someone's death, so you pass him with Chayav Misa. One of the things that the Gemara says we learned from Lo Shochlu Al Hadam is Lo Shochlu Basar Va'adayin Dam B'Mizrach, that a person should not eat any of the Basar of the Kachim, Lo Shochlu, until there is Rikas Hadam. Zrikas Hadam, in that sense, we learn from the pasuk of Losochlu Hadam that a person's only allowed to eat the karban once Zrika was fulfilled. They sprinkle the blood, now the Kohanim are allowed to come along and eat it. Now they're allowed to eat it. The Gemara in Pesachim discusses as well, and the Sugya there on Daf Ayin, Zayin. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Maisa HaKarbanos. And it's clear from the Rambam, is based on the Gemara in Maseches Makos, that there are in fact two different mekoros for this idea that a person should not eat, that a person should not eat from the karban prior to Zrikas Hadam. The Rambam writes, "Kol ha'ochel kezayis mibasar hakachim afil kachim kalim kodem Zrikas damam loke." The Rambam writes, if a person eats Karbanos before the Zrika, we eat the carbon, you get Malkus. He quotes a different pasuk. Shemar lo sucha lechol b'sha'arecha meiser degancha tiros v'mitzarecha b'nivosecha. The Rambam quotes a different pasuk to teach us that a person who eats prior to Zrika Saddam, that person gets Malkus. If Salvechik in the Rishim of Shiurim is quoted as having wondered, why is it that there are two separate psukim to teach me that you have to be Zorek es Hadam before you're allowed to eat the Basar Kachim? Why are there two different psukim? One, Lo Sochu Ahadam, the other one, Lo Sucha Le'echol B'Sha'arecha, that a person should only eat Lo Sucha Le'echol B'Nivosecha Kodem She'Zorkin Daman B'Sha'ari HaMakam, that a person shouldn't eat Kachim until they do Zrika. Why are there two different psukim? So Salvatic suggested that there are, in fact, two different reasons why it's usher to eat kachim until you do zrika. Two different reasons why. One reason, Rav Salvechik explained, is what's called the halacha in kedimas. There's an order of how things are supposed to go. This is like Shabbos Chanukah time, people talk about this, in the Neiros Chanukah, the Havdalah, what the order is supposed to be. Of course, we do one before the other, it's not going to ruin anything. There's a list, there's an order of what you're supposed to do. And it's appropriate, tadir v'sha'inu, tadir kodem, kloma kudus mechaveiro, there's an order. And one pasuk teaches us, suggests with Salvechik, that there's an order, and the order is that you are first supposed to do zrika before you engage in achilas kachim. It's a question of order, nothing more than that. Salvechik suggests, however, that there may be a second function and a second reason why the zrika has to take place before the achila. Suggested Rav Salvechik the following: the basar of kachim is too kadosh to be eaten. We know that basar kachim has an isser of meila. We'll speak about that in a little bit. Basar kachim is too sanctified. It's too elevated for us to be able to eat it. To eat it has an isser chefza in there. A regular person can't come and eat it. What is matir the iser chefza? What transforms the basar from basar which was usser to eat to basar which was mutter to eat? Zrikas hadam. Zrikas hadam transfers it. In that sense, what we see here is a second function of zrika. Zrikas hadam on the one hand ensures the actual kapara, it's mechaper, or at minimum for Tobos, it's Iker Kapara. Or for the Mikdash David, L'mafreya, it's when the Kapara really came. But it does something else also. It's the end game as far as Kapara, but Zorik is also a Machshir. It's also a Matir. It also allows the next step to kick in. What does it allow to happen? If you haven't been Zorik as Hadam, you're not allowed to come along and eat the Kachim yet. Only once you've done it are you now allowed, possibly, to be able to eat it. This goal relates to, or this function of Zrika, relates to a third function of Zrika in the context of Me'ila. I believe last year, Kaitzman, unless I'm really just tired, last Kaitzman, we learned Sigyas of Me'ila together here on Thursday night, so we'll just briefly reference that which we spoke about last year a little bit, and that is that we know that there are two kinds of karbanos. There are what's called kachay kachim and kachim kalim. We've referenced this idea that even though in the realm of kedusha there are distinctions between higher and lower level kedusha, we make havdalah, bein kodesh lekodesh, that we have again bein kedusha shabbos lekedusha yom tov yavdalta. We have all of bnei yisrael are kadosh, but kohanim are vikidashto. Kohen gadol may even be more. Different tiers. Kachay kachim. Some of the karbanos have a higher level of kedusha, kachay kachim. They have more machmir halachas as far as how long you can eat it, where you can eat it, how we shecht it, etc. Again, broadly speaking. And we have some karbanos called kachim kalim, like a carbon shlamim, which is a little bit of a lower level of kedusha. We're therefore more flexible for where you could eat it. We're more flexible maybe for who could eat it, for how long you could sometimes eat it. Again, all these are general halachas. One of the primary nafkaminas between kachay kachim and kachim kalim is the halacha of me'ila. What is the halacha of me'ila? So me'ila is, the Torah teaches us, that if a person derives benefit from kachim, so that comes with a certain kind of punishment. You have to maybe compensate, you have to pay back, maybe with a little bit of extra money, the world of hekdesh. If you derive benefit from hekdesh, And you have to bring a carbon called a carbon me'ila, special kind of carbon, yasham me'ilo, special carbon that you bring. When is there an iser of me'ila? When is there an iser of me'ila? So these are figures in me'ila on daf. Sorry, one second, if I can't find it. On the Mishnah on Zainam Abayz, the Mishnah on the Gemara, on Bezim and Alpha Mesechas Me'ila, there's a difference between Kache Kachim and Kachim Kalim. For both of them, even though there's a difference, Zrikas Hadam will impact the Karbat status as far as when the Isser of Me'ila applies. So the following, for Kache Kachim, a Karban Chatas is in the category of Kache Kachim. You sanctify that as Kache Kachim, there's an Isser Me'ila right away. An Isser Me'ila right away. That is the din. Until there's Zrika. Once there is Zrika, once you are Zorek the blood, so then, there's no longer, there's still an Isser Me'ila on the parts of the limbs of the animal we're going to offer on the Mizbeach, but for the meat of the animal, there's no longer considered to be an Isser of Me'ila. Ein molin bebasar. With Kache Kachim, the holier Karbanos, it was all Aser Isser Me'ila. When you do Zrika, so the limbs are still Aser Me'ila, but suddenly the basar no longer has an Isser of Me'ila. Kachim Kalim, which are the lower level kinds of Kedusha, so prior to Zrika, there's no Isser Me'ila at all. There's no Isser Me'ila at all prior to Zrika from a Kachim Kalim. If I sanctify a carbon as a carbon Shlamim, there's no Isser Me'ila. It's still Aser to get benefit from it. Amachogas HaRishonim, if it's Isser Doraiser, Isser Dorabanan, Chaim Brisker thought it's inconceivable that there wouldn't be an Isser Doraiser, I believe. But that's with Kachim Kalim, no Isser of Me'ila. When does the Isser for Kachim Kalim, when does the Isser of Me'ila start? Only when you're Zorek. When you're Zorek in Kachim Kalim, so then there becomes an Isser of Me'ila in its Emurim, in the limbs that you offer in the Mizbeach, only then does it kick in. With Kachim Kalim, Lifnei Zrikas Dam and Ein Moelin, before you sprinkle the blood of Kachim Kalim, it's a Mishnah Me'ila there, there's no Isser Me'ila at all. La'achar Zrikas Damim, then there is Me'ila Be'emurehan, then there is a degree of Me'ila. Which means, Derech Agav, again, in Kachim Kachim, Zrika creates a reality where there's less Me'ila. Zrika, it used to be that the whole thing with Isser Me'ila, when you're Zorek, suddenly there's no Me'ila in the meat. In Kachim Kalim, the opposite happens. That it used to have no Isser Me'ila. When you do the Zrika, then it creates an Isser Me'ila in the limbs of the animal. We spoke last year a little bit, right from Ramchik and Yaga Aryeh, a very beautiful Chakira, what exactly is happening here, not so much for now. What we do see is as follows. Aside from Zrika playing a role in causing Kapara, aside from Zrika playing a role in the permissibility to eat the meat, which, again, there's another component which relates to the eating of the meat, but another component which is Zrika impacts the status of the animal, not just for the eating of the meat, but for halachas of Me'ila more generally. More generally, the status of the animal may become different once you engage a little bit in this thing called Zrika. So what we saw, I want to sort of end with like 3 or 4 minutes of just like sharing some general thoughts. But what you have, therefore, in the Tsugya of Zrikas Hadam, is we have blood, different amounts for different karbanos. They accomplish 3 different purposes. Kapara, 1 we spoke about. 2, a heter of achila. 3, which relates to 2, it impacts certain halachas for me'ila. The zrika can change the status of the karban, a little bit. What we're going to try to talk about, we may do 2 weeks on zrika, I think, but what we try to point out is as follows. Why would it be that different karbanos have different amounts of zrika and different forms of zrikas? So one question is, the more kapara-based you are. But it may not only be that. Maybe, if you're a karban that doesn't involve any eating of the animal, the zrika of a karban ola maybe is a little bit different, because no one eats a karban ola. So if part of the goal of Zrika is it impacts what you eat, so Zrika of a carbon ola may be a little bit different than Zrika of a carbon chatas. Or a different way, maybe we wouldn't be surprised if the Zrika of Kachem Kachem looks different than the Zrika of Kachem Kalim, because the Zrika does different things. In Kachem Kachem, it removes a partial Isser Me'ilah. In Kachem Kalim, it creates an Isser of Me'ilah. So maybe we'll find distinctions. If I want to understand about different Karbanos, it's not surprising that there would be different kinds of Zrikas for different Karbanos. Next week, Bli Neder, I would love to speak about a Sugya in Zvachim called Zrika Shelo B'Mekomo. Are there certain kinds of Zrikas where you're doing it almost like in the wrong place? And can that impact that maybe, can you have a Zrika which gives Kapara but isn't Matir the Achilas Basar? Can you split some of these goals of Zrika for what it does? But certainly, any list of Avodas HaKarbanos, Zrikas Hadam is paramount for Chaim. Shchita, Kabbalah, Holach are more of a setup. Zrika is the Iker. What we did see is that maybe the Zorek has two dinim. Zorek is both a primary form of Kapara, but maybe it's also a facilitator. It facilitates Achilas Hadam. It transforms maybe the Chefts of the carbon. Maybe it does different things. It's at least a little bit of an introduction to the Sugya of Zrikas Hadam. And Be'ezra Hashem, we'll be able to understand it more and more in the coming weeks.